The fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of our faith.
إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins.
What does Maha Ramadan mean to us?
This is Dialogue, a program on the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan, as you all know, is the blessed and honorable month when the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy are open. It is the blessed month when forgiveness is easy to gain, but only if we take our steps in this direction. The holy month of Ramadan, the great month when the doors of hell are closed, a beautiful, a blessed, an honorable month, a month where we return towards the Almighty Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, a month where we gain our provisions for our journey towards the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan, where we establish a connection with our loving, nurturing Lord, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah, exalted and glorified is He. The holy month of Ramadan, the greatest of months, the most honorable of months. This month in which we can return towards Allah. This month in which we can reconnect with Allah. This month in which we can gain the provisions for the hereafter. This, the holy month of Ramadan.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله إن أبواب السماء تفتح في أول ليلة من شهر رمضان ولا تغلق إلى آخر ليلة منه.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, Verily the gates of the heavens are opened on the first night of the month of Ramadan and are not closed again until the very last night.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program's Dialogue, and we were talking about the holy month of Ramadan. Dear friends, this holy month of Ramadan is one of the greatest and most beautiful and blessed months of the entire year. It is a month which is full of blessings. It is a month which is full of opportunities. It is also the month in which the Holy Quran, the very word of Allah, was sent down to mankind. And this is the only month that has been named in the Holy Quran itself. The night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, which is commonly translated as the night of power or the night of destiny, is also in this very month, the holy month of Ramadan. And furthermore, we find that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, has said in a tradition that all of the divine books which were sent down by the Almighty Allah were sent down during the holy month of Ramadan, the best of Allah's months. Dear friends, this is a month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. And matter of fact, if we read the verses of the Holy Quran, they are multiplied many times fold. So if you were to read the whole Quran in this holy month of Ramadan, especially since this is the month in which this very immaculate and perfect and untouched and unchangeable word of Allah was revealed, isn't it appropriate and rather elegant for us to recite the Holy Quran in this beautiful month? And as the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, has said, all of the divine books were sent down during this very month of Ramadan. And it is this month of Ramadan that is the best of Allah's months. But one quick point here, dear friends, dear fellow fasters in this holy month of Ramadan. This one point is that merely reciting the Holy Quran is not enough. In this holy month of Ramadan, we should try our very best. In this holy month in which the Quran was revealed, we must try our very best to reflect upon the Holy Quran, to think and contemplate upon the words and the sentences and the phrases and the statements of the Holy Quran. What is it that the Almighty Allah, the Creator and Sustainer of everything in existence, is saying to each and every one of us? We must realize that the Holy Quran is a book for humanity on a global level, but it is also at the same time a book for every single individual. So make sure to read, contemplate, reflect, and think over the verses of the Holy Quran in this blessed month, the month of Ramadan, where the Holy Quran was revealed. This is Dialogue, the Holy Month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of our faith, and all physically fit and mature Muslims are required to fast every day of this month of Ramadan. Fasting is not unique to Islam. It is there in Christianity, in Judaism, even in Hindu and Buddhist tradition, there is this tradition of fasting. However, in Islam, when we talk about fasting, it is more involved in a sense that every day of the month of Ramadan, we have to abstain from dawn to dusk, abstaining from food, even from drinking water, and those who are smokers are not allowed to smoke. On spiritual level, we consider this an opportunity actually to strengthen our willpower. Because the whole exercise of fasting means that we deal with a challenge which goes on within us. We have our soul or conscience on one hand, the emotions and physical desires on the other hand. By midday, we start feeling hungry and thirsty. But even though food is there, water is available, even if we are alone, we abstain. And this is where you see there is an, you know, inner tension. The body is asking food and drink, but your mind or your soul and conscience says, I'm not going to eat and drink. And that's where we see that the willpower becomes more. And when we have a stronger willpower, it will help us on a spiritual level when we deal with temptations which come along the way. And this is a struggle that every human being goes through, irrespective of their religion or creed or their race. And so the month of Ramadan is actually a very important spiritual training, that when we come out at the end of the month with a stronger willpower, and when temptations come along the way, we are able to resist it more easily. And therefore, Islam does not only talk about fasting during the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, it is mandatory for every Muslim who is physically fit and mature to fast. But even besides the month of Ramadan, there are certain days in every month of the Islamic calendar where it is recommended to do the fasting so that we can continue this process of training ourselves spiritually.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات سناها تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين.